Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now.
Hello and welcome. It's Friday again and you're listening to the Market Podcast with me, Santosh Nair, and CNBC TV 18 Stocks editor Anuj Singhal. Anuj, welcome to the show. A pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Santosh. Good to be here.
Well, so a lot of action in the market. We saw some sharp downswings earlier in the week, but the market did manage to make a fairly good recovery towards second half of the week. So take us through all the action.
Santosh, the market had a very interesting week, and this was a hugely significant week for the market from both technical and fundamental point of view. And, you know, since I dabble into both, I'll tell you what happened here. The Nifty almost broke a very important support, which is a 50-day moving average at around 12,100. It looked like it will break that, but somehow the market defended that, and then the market just moved on. And when the market moved up, normally a weak market would halt at the 20-day moving average. That didn't happen. And the fact that it just scaled past 20-day moving average is telling me that the market is ready to test its previous all-time highs. And if I were to marry the data points on the fundamental side, numbers from Larsen & Toubro and UltraTech Cement more than made up, or at least made up for the disappointment that we had earlier from HDFC Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank. So all things being equal, the market will react to ICICI Bank's numbers on Monday, of course, and a string of big results come out next week. Unless you see a major rally in crude prices or a major collapse in global markets, this is a market which is set for an all-time high on the budget day next Saturday. Next Saturday we are trading, remember, because of budget. So the market could hit an all-time high on that day, maybe even before that, but the market's back. The market's got its mojo back and it's back to a buy on dips market. The fact that the mid-cap index at no point was under any trouble, even when the market was going down, was the first indication that the market is ready to move on. And I think over the last couple of days, the index gave us ample suggestion that this market has bottomed out and is now set for all-time highs.
So the earnings season is midway through. Looking at the numbers that have come in so far, what's your assessment? Have the numbers broadly lived up to what the market was expecting of them?
You know, what has happened is that either the numbers have been really good, like Larsen & Toubro or UltraTech Cement or an EU small finance bank, or they have really been, you know, missing the estimate by a mile, like an IndusInd Bank or Kotak Mahindra Bank for that matter. But I think what clearly stands out is that this is a market which is making a distinction. I think the best example was how the market treated both IndusInd Bank and AU Small Finance Bank today. After a 15% rally yesterday, AU Small Finance Bank was up another 10% today. IndusInd Bank, on the other hand, has become a bit of a sell on rally stock. So I think the market is willing to reward good earnings and is punishing bad earnings rather severely. That's a sign of a very healthy market. It's the kind of market that I want to see, because that is where your true ability of, you know, getting good companies, analyzing numbers and all that comes to forefront. And that's what the market is doing. Santosh, next week we have some really important numbers like Maruti and Dr. Reddy's. I think I dare say Maruti would be a really important number to track, and then we'll see and we'll take it from there.
So what are the other major triggers as you see for the market? Earlier this week, or rather last week, we had the IMF downgrading its forecast for India for this fiscal, although it doesn't really come as a surprise. So on the macro front, you did mention oil and global factors. But other than that, now since we have the budget coming up next week, how do you think the market is placed?
I think the next week is going to be all about budget. Monday onwards, I think the market's got 6 days now to sort of move 6 days, because on Saturday as well, up until 11, the market will be moving ahead of budget. So I think the budget is the most important trigger. Once again, expectations are that there will be some tinkering on the personal income tax front. I think this is a market which is, you know, perhaps building in some kind of excitement, since, you know, reports suggest that Prime Minister Modi himself has been involved with the budget exercise. So I think the market might be preparing for some out-of-the-box kind of ideas from this budget this time. expectations are high, Santosh. Let me make it very clear. Expectations are very high. This is not a budget in which the market's going with zero expectation and the market just moves on. On the day of budget and a week after that, this market will be vulnerable to sell on news in case the budget doesn't come out with any blockbuster announcements, because, you know, the market would price in the moon by the time the market goes into the budget. Apart from that, the other macro trigger still remains crude. If crude goes below 60, trust me, this market will blast.
So the big expectation here is that of cut in personal income tax rate. Assuming it does even come through, how do you think the market is going to take it? Typically, we have seen that if there is a big run-up in the anticipation of a certain development, and if it does come through, you see the market, you know, cooling off. We saw that at the time of the elections also, the expectations were that BJP would come back with a majority. But even after it did, we had a long period of underperformance. So in that context, how do you see the market?
If there's a income tax, personal income tax cut, and a significant cut, not just a token cut, in that case, the market will have a big rally. I mean, we discussed it in our earlier podcast as well. And, you know, look, there's one technical aspect of sell-on rally playing out. But like we saw with corporate tax cut as well, initial rally and then some bit of selling. But after that, a bigger rally happened. So you would see that with most of the earnings as well, Santosh. Sometimes even on good earnings, stocks correct first. And after that, they have a bigger rally. I think, you know, if you see the consumption basket, the kind of rally that we have seen, I think that's pricing in this kind of personal income tax cut. See, in stock markets, what you have to navigate through is a one-time impact or a recurring impact. When there's a macro trigger like a tax cut, most bull markets are actually centered around tax cuts. So if there's a tax cut and that too directly in the hand of the consumer, that's a big factor. I don't think I'm even ready to put my finger on where the market can go to if there's a personal income tax cut. 14,000, 15,000, 16,000, 18,000 on the Nifty. I don't want to put a number because that will be a massive trigger. And if that happens, then, you know, you don't want to judge the market with a 2-day or 3-day move. You want to see the next 6-month move after that.
So, Anuj, a lot of action happening in small cap stocks, and this also reflected in the performance of some of the small cap indices as well as the small cap funds. Yeah. So how should an investor approach this space?
Tread with caution. But I think what clearly stands out is so far the small cap rally has been extremely, extremely healthy and a very good quality one, Santosh. You know, you're not seeing the ADAG stocks fly. You're not seeing your DHFS of the world fly. You're not seeing, you know, Arbit stocks hitting circuit. I think today, for example, if you see the top gainers backed by volumes, it was AU Small Finance Bank, the best of breed as far as the mid-caps are concerned, you know, Century Textiles. I think if you see the kind of rally that we have seen today, most of the stocks are good quality stocks. I'm yet to figure out point out a day in which I was worried about the quality of the rally. And I think I have a very simple statistic that I use for mid-caps and small-caps for topping out and bottoming out is that when on the BSE, the statistic is available, when 500 stocks hit new high or new low, when 500 stocks hit new lows, that's the time when the market actually makes a bottom. It's something which has stood the time, the test of time. And if you see the record, last time when we hit 500, 600, the broader market bottomed out. The broader market will peak out when this number goes to 500 on the upside. We are at 35 right now. So I think the market's got a long way to go in the mid-cap side.
Well, thank you, Anuj, so much for sharing those insights with our listeners. And have a great weekend. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning into the Market Podcast. And in case you have any suggestions or feedback for us, please do write into mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, it's mcpodcast@nw18.com. Have a nice week.
Thank you.